Hi, my name is Holden Harris, and I'm from Louisiana in the United States, and today I'm going to talk to you about three verbal phrases that you can use. The first is dig out, the second is chip in, and the third is pick up. So let's talk about dig out for a second. If you can imagine a person with a shovel who has to dig something up out of the ground, that's a dig out, okay? Something is in the ground, but you got to take it out, so you are digging out. Now, dig out has a couple of definitions. The first that I want to talk about is to find something you haven't used or seen for a long time. Okay? So, I could say something like, I asked my son to dig his Frisbee out of his toy box. In this case, I have a son who has a Frisbee somewhere in his toy box. We haven't seen it for a long time, but I want him to go and find it. So I say, hey son, go dig the Frisbee out of your toy box, okay? He's gotta go find it. So that is digging out. And you can use this to talk about almost anything. Let's say that you have a special cup, your favorite cup, somewhere in your cupboard that you need to go find. You don't know where it is. It's mixed up amongst all the other cups. So you've gotta go and dig it out. Gotta dig out my cup out of my cupboard. Another way that you can use dig out is to say that you're going to remove something or someone. Okay, dig out to remove something. So here's an example. I can say, every Sunday, I dig out the old fruits and vegetables from my refrigerator. Let's say that I got a refrigerator full of fruits and vegetables that are expiring. They're going bad. Maybe they're rotten. So on Sunday, I've got to go in there and remove them. I'm going to dig them out, take them out of my refrigerator, okay? So I'm removing something. Or I could also say, Macy is trying to dig out the splinter in her finger. So Macy's outside playing, but there's a rose bush, and she touches this rose bush, and she gets a splinter in her finger, okay? She needs to remove that. So she takes a needle, and she digs it out, okay? So she removes that splinter. So again, dig out can mean to find something you haven't used or seen for a long time, or to remove something or someone, okay? The second verbal phrase I want to talk to you about is chip in. And what I want you to do is imagine a game of poker. In poker, you have poker chips. So when it's your turn, you make a bet. You put your chips in. The next person puts their chips in. The next person puts their chips in. Now, that's not a verbal phrase, that's actually putting your chips in. But that's where the phrase comes from, to chip in, okay? Usually you're adding something. And there are two definitions I'm going to talk to you about. The first is actually to contribute some money, just like in that game of poker. Your poker chip represents your money, you put your chip in, okay? So, if I'm going to say use chip in to contribute some money, I can say, all of us chipped in to buy Jamie a birthday gift. Okay? So you've got a friend, or I have a friend named Jamie. And I have a lot of other friends who decide that, hey, we want to get Jamie a birthday gift. Let's put our money together to buy something. So let's say that I chip in $5. I add $5. Someone else has $5 to add. Someone else has $5 to add. We're all chipping in to buy Jamie a $15 birthday gift. Okay, so that's chipping in to contribute money. I could also say, here's another example. If I chip in for this month's rent, can I stay at your apartment? So let's say that I have a friend with a nice apartment and I need a place to stay. I've got nowhere to live. And I ask this friend, hey, if I help you pay for your rent, can I live with you for a month? Can I stay at your apartment if I chip in for the rent? Okay, so I'm contributing money to help pay for my friend's rent in return for them letting me stay with them. That is also chipping in. Again, contributing money. Now, the third way you can use chip in, it doesn't always have to be money exactly. You can also talk about contributing to a discussion, giving your opinion on something. Okay, so here's an example. The student chipped in and shared his thoughts during the history lesson. So we got a classroom full of students. the teacher is teaching, and you have some students or one student who wants to give their opinion on something. They want to make a comment or statement in class. So they raise their hand. Hey teacher, I've got something to say. And they give their opinion. They are chipping in, okay? So the student chipped in, and what you could say more practically is, hey, can I chip in on this? Or I'd like to chip in, please. So that lets someone know that you want to give your opinion. You want to say something about whatever topic is at hand in the moment. So that is chip in. That's two ways you can use that. Now, the third and last verbal phrase I want to talk to you about is pick up. And pick up can be used in many ways. But today I'm going to talk to you about what I believe to be the most common ways you can use pick up. Okay? And the first is to improve or to increase. Pick up can mean to improve something, all right? Or to just to become stronger, to increase, to get better in some way. And so an example of this is if you were to say something to the effect of, the wind speed picked up while the boaters were out at sea. The wind speed picked up while the boaters were out at sea. So in this example, we're talking about people who are out in the ocean, they're on a boat, and maybe on a sailboat. They you know, care a lot about the wind. But in any case, the wind just becomes stronger. It increases. It improves. So the wind picked up. You can say this about a lot of things. Things usually that go faster. Like, you know, in a car, I'm picking up speed as I'm driving. Or the biker picked up speed as he rode on his bicycle. So usually the speed increases or improves. So you can say it picked up. The second definition of pickup that I have for you is to learn quickly. And this is a really simple example. I could say, Katie picked up English really quickly. So basically I'm saying Katie learned English very fast, okay? When you pick something up, usually there is a skill that you're talking about. Like if I played basketball and I'm learning basketball, I picked up basketball fast. In this example, Katie picked up English really quickly. She learned English really, really, really fast. If there's a certain skill that you're trying to acquire and you just basically you pick it up. It's like you take your hand, you pick it up and you've got it, okay? So picked up could be to learn something really, really, really fast. And the last example sentence I have for you is to collect. Pick up can mean to collect something. And this, I believe, is really, really the most common way that you would use pick up. You know, and this is really like physically picking something up. In the example that I have for you, I say, I have a package I need to pick up from the post office. So let's say that a package arrives at the post office for me, and they call you and say, hey, Mr. Harris, can you come get this package? It's at the post office. Sure. So I drive there and I pick it up. I get it. I collect it. Okay? So that is pick up. Three different ways you could use that. And again, I want to go over those to improve, to learn quickly, or to collect something. Okay? So those are three different verbal phrases that you can use. I'll go over these again really quickly. Dig out, which can mean to find something you haven't used or seen for a long time, or to remove something. Chip in, which can mean to contribute some money or to contribute to a discussion, give your opinion. And again, pick up, to improve, to learn quickly, or to collect something. All right, so thank you for watching today. Again, I am Holden Harris. I hope you learned something, and I will see you next time.